Hello, coaches, and welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week, we learn about the aspect of teaching and technology in coaching. We hear about the evolution of a whole institution. We get another great deep dive on defense. We hear from the home team, and we hear about creating a unique defensive practice format. Monday, we have Coach Rob Everett on the podcast to talk about the aspect of teaching and technology in coaching.
Really my journey kind of through all levels of football, when you start from today and kind of move backwards, really has solidified the foundation that all football coaching is, and I guess coaching of any sport is just about teaching. And that I think what has made me successful in my own right is that I've taken my background as a teacher and applied that to, you know, every scenario that I walk into, no matter what the level is. And so that's been kind of fun to be able to see that no matter the players that you're dealing with, whether it's high school, college, or professional, they all want to learn something. And it doesn't matter how good the athlete is, you know, they're there to get better. And that's your job as a coach to teach them something. Dennis Thurman, who's our defensive coordinator in Memphis, that's what he told me when you interact with these pros, yes, they are professionals, but they're there to learn. You know, your job is to teach them something. And if you teach them something, they will respect you. And I think that message really resonates to the entire profession. So all the stuff that I've done, with technology and things like that, first of all, I've been fortunate to work with some great people at all levels that have understood where, you know, my brain goes sometimes and give me a little latitude on that as well. But, you know, all the people have understood that with this support system that let's find a better way to instruct the player so on the field they can play faster. That's what this whole thing is about. So whether it's, you know, the use of technology through simulation or the assessment in the classroom that you were saying, you know, just reaching the player through a cell phone or, you know, through a video or whatever it might be, you know, finding a way to personalize that instruction for the teaching, you know, I think that's what I've kind of chased throughout my career and been fortunate to have some success to be able to do that.
Tuesday, we hear from Coach Mike Jacobs. He talks about the evolution of the Notre Dame College program.
Absolutely. I can't say enough about our administration. Certainly our athletic director, Scott Swain, has been instrumental in providing us with the things needed, I think, to compete at a high level at the NCAA Division II level. Our president, Tom Krusik, and then really Dave Armstrong, who was instrumental in starting the program with Adam Howard a number of years ago. Those have kind of been the key figures, but certainly Scott Swain, our AD, has really given us the chance to do something special here.
Wednesday, we have the deep dive on defense with Coach Voss, as he has Brian Vaughn on to talk about the blitz.
And so when I started doing it, I got a free blog website from blogger.com and just decided, okay, I'm going to start writing this. And the name of it, people always ask like where the name came from. And one time I was at a free a restaurant where they were doing free internet. And because I didn't, when you're a young coach and you can't afford anything, you need free internet. And I was sitting there with my laptop out and all these like books and diagrams. And it looked like something out of A Beautiful Mind or something like that. There's like these crazy diagrams drawn up all over the place with notebooks and books open and a laptop. And I'm sitting there and this older couple walked up and was just intrigued, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I told them that I was a football coach and I was doing research on football and that I was writing about football. And the older couple talked to me for a few minutes, and the older lady said to me, "Well, it's all very scientific, all these diagrams and all this research you're doing." And I was thinking about that after our conversation. I was like, "Scientific? Well, what's the science of blitzing?" And so then I just started calling it blitzology, like jokingly. And then I needed something to put in for the name of the website, so I put that in as the name of the website, and then it just stuck.
On Thursday, we have Coach Todd Drury discussing a unique defensive practice format.
Yeah, so we were coming into camp, and we had four groups defensively, and we were trying to figure out how to get everybody, alignment assignment. How do we get lined up? How do we get the call? And so, obviously we had a walkthrough format where it started with a set of cans, and you know, we had offensive formation, you know, you have a group out and you call it the call, you get everybody lined up. And then so then we kind of evolved that to two sets of cans, and then we got three sets of cans, and so we had a set of cans on the right hash, middle of the field, and left hash, and we put out bags for formations, and then we'd have, you know, one group in the hole or on deck, and then, you know, three groups out with three different coaches, and they're running through formations and calls, and we scripted it out, and, you know, we got really efficient with, you know, we were getting a lot of reps, you know, 25 reps in, you know, 10 minutes or so, and it was great because we were getting everybody lined up. Everybody's getting a different formation on a different spot of the field because we know how much that changed things. You know, we were really moving through it, and what we realized was, hey, we can, once we got into, you know, the season with scout teams, we were like, let's just replace those bags out there. That was the number two receiver. Let's put the scout team out there, you know, the offensive players. And so, yeah, so then basically we started putting a set of cans, two sets of cans on the same hash, 20 yards apart, and there'd be a coach at each set of cans. And they'd have five scout players with them, offensive skill players. We'd have a script, a printed out script, and they would have scout cards, and the defense would be in the middle. So if the defense was facing the north set of cans, they'd about 50%, they'd run through a play. They'd get the routes, or they'd get the run action with the RPOs, all those things. We'd run our calls, and then they'd flip right around on a whistle, and now they're right there, and they set up the next formation. D-line has to jog down about 20 yards. Set up the next formation, run the next play. And so it was a rapid fire, about 50% speed, but we were able to get, you know, all the routes, all the RPOs, all of our calls in. Yeah, really, I mean, that period kind of grew and grew and grew for us last season. We're like, last year we do an inside run period, we do a team period, and then the rest would be on cans.
And Friday, we have the home team series with Coach Jay Eilers.
You know, and I think it's really based on your scheme and you know, I was a guy that I always felt like I could fix things with scheme. You know, from my early days at Albany, Missouri, even to now, you know, you learn different schemes through your coaching career. And I think that's one of the hardest things to evaluate at a new job is, well, what fits the kids best? You know, and ultimately what we came to here at West Burlington Notre Dame High School is, you know, the flex bone fits us. And we have a quarterback that can be very successful with it. We were not very big in the offensive line. We've been very young. We're excited that we're going to have juniors on the O-line next year. So, you know, and I think the flex bone has given us an opportunity that, you know, when we evaluate film, we're different than a lot of people.
If you're liking the podcast, please subscribe on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. If you can, give us a like or a review. Helps the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at FBDevCoach. And check out all our unique systems at footballdevelopment.com.